You good?
Eyes rise to Cliff packing a piece in his dugout. Will smiles. The hot pain in his ears hardens at his cheeks peeking.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Leans against the alley wall. Mural run to grimy smudge blooming behind him. The air fills with pissy grass. An exhale, ash and resin clod knocked. Cliff makes to pass the pipe and box.
Need?
No, I'm fine.
All swallowed, teeth tight, jaw clenched, tongue stiff, swole up and aching.
You sure? Look like you've had a long one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cigarette smoke hits Will's throat like cool lead, lungs like pebbles. Menthol's got nothing to offer the stony agony, set to sprawl at the crest of the lunch rush, a scratchy throat and thumbtacks in his ears.
How many doubles have you worked this week, Willie?
Three fingers.
All in a row?
Nods.
Off tomorrow?
Shakes his head. Can't tell if the heat rising around his eyes is sweat or tears. Knows everything gets blurry. Nose twists to sniff it away, but his sinuses are filled with concrete. Coughs one from way deep.
God damn, Lee. You sign up for that, or Travis botching your schedule on purpose?
I need the money.
Voice like a brush fire. Cliff sits on the upturned milk crate next to Will's. Unzips his backpack, removes his knife bag and apron and work shoes, rummages in the remaining mass of cloth, wire, and crumpled pay stubs for his own smokes. Not even got his non-slips on yet. Showed up wearing cowboy boots, raw denim jeans, and a bomber jacket. Likes to make it clear as dawn after a night too long that the kitchen's failures have amounted ultimately to his being inconvenienced.
You know, everyone always needs the money, but hell, son. Unless you've got eviction notices or the law after you, or alimony or some shit like that, best not worry too much about it. Not when you've got family like this.
Claps his hand on the back of Will's neck and squeezes. One of his constant paternalisms, commiserative and terrifying. Will appreciates it. The kitchen here was his first gig after getting chewed up and spat out in twitchy little bits by the university at the end of last year's spring semester. Took all summer to get into the kitchen's rhythms, get the menu memorized top to bottom enough to sling without thinking. He was just starting to feel it when the autumn semester tumbled in and brought back all the hellish particularities of suburbia. He folded within a month. A panic attack paralyzed him at the grill, tale as old as they come. Cliff had been called in that night as well. A three-piece suit, charcoal gray vest and tie, cufflinks sparkling, looking fresh out the cleaners, hair slicked, smelling like cologne and pomade. Leveled it all Master Mason.
What's the problem?
Nothing, Cliff. Just taking a breather. You didn't need to...
And Will kicked the alley's ash bucket over a scooch to hide the spatter of yellow vomit on the concrete.
Just taking a...
Busy?
Yeah. Wild.
Just you?
Cliff produced the dugout from his vest's watch pocket.
No. Rory's in too.
Oh, so just Rory then?
Point taken. Couldn't muster much else to say. Easy enough to predict where the conversation was going, a back and forth cornering Will into accepting the problem is simply that he wasn't slinging fast enough. No moral or essential failing here, just not moving with enough giddy-up, something anyone can go correct, so go correct it. Tickets can only ever come too quick for one cook, but there's always two in the evenings, always backup, never alone, and now, pocketing the dugout.
There's three.
Since then, end of last September, Will's been designated dish bitch on busy nights, occasionally called up to the line to prep on the fly, or to the salad station to wrangle with the wilted when the shit gets dicey.
Rory still here?
Cliff asks and drags.
Nah.
Rory'd run off about an hour ago, freaked out after throwing brushfuls of melted butter at the broiler flames, sending wicked, soot-edged tongues licking up to the hood racks. One line of blow too many attempting to offset the comedown of last night's Molly. Not the first time. Not the last. Will coughs again. Hacks up a nugget come dislodged from the roiling rock in his head.
Then who's in the kitchen, Lee?
Trav.
Will makes to take a puff, but the cherry has fallen. Cliff smiles and passes his pack over.
I have another. Do the bastard some good to be in it for real for a while.
And again with the hand and neck. Another squeeze and the sweat gathered there and...
You're hotter than a motherfucker, you know that? Like boiling.
Yeah, I think the hood vents are fucked.
Smoke lit out of obligation. Inhale a fist.
Nah.
Rubs his calloused palm through the sup.
That's fever shit, Willie. Here.
Grabs Will's chin and swivels his head. A nut rusted onto its bolt, coming away in squeals and flakes. brushes away the slick strings of hair and presses palm to forehead.
Oh shit, yeah, you're on fucking fire.
Will swallows a desert and a half.
I can't go home yet, I need the-
Oh, no way, dude. No way am I working with Travis alone.
Perches the cig in the corner of his mouth and bends to slough boot from sock.
We'll break it over the fryers.
Thank you.
A bead gathers, glitters, globes, and falls into the frazzle of fryer grease and crinkling chicken wing. Will's teetering on the balls of his feet, racking the mud of his mind trying to remember how long each dozen has been dropped and resisting the urge to surrender and collapse under the weight of the heat. Feels like he's breathing through a straw, like his lungs are full of melted plastic, like someone large and unwashed is sitting their whole hairy weight on his face. Inescapable and dizzying, but Clifford assured him,
"A couple hours in the Schwitz and you'll feel right as ever. It'll be hell, but come closing you'll never feel better. Never had an illness the shit couldn't fix."
So there's a hopeful horizon. A white star setting, bringing blue to bruise black to boil pitch, a convalescent promise, ache and shiver. In the peripheral dark, everything continues. Fryer oil pops and spatters, wings shrivel and rise, ticket printer hums and clicks, a tearaway slice, another dozen at half price. The air is shredded guitar and grinding vocals, Cliff shrieking alongside, perpetually a syllable behind. Rock fist a spatula as the Bluetooth speaker peaks around a falsetto, soaring over crags of dissonant riff and roiling double kick. Bright brinkling shatter of porcelain from the dish pit, Travis shouts,
"Motherfucking wing night of all nights! Motherfucking!"
Releasing the valve on his anger in the fashion of all fed-up line cooks. Another plate collides unseen with sink or machine, floor or fixture. Grease and blood are quick to become one.
"I can't fucking believe this shit."
Been saying it all day. Finding himself sequestered in the pit and relegated to bitch by a kitchen manager batting cleanup only added to his already present muffin-fisted frustration.
"Can you fucking believe this shit?"
At the start of his floor shift, thrusting his phone screen to Will's face. Blade slipped off a tomato's curve and—
"Jesus, Trav. I'm trying to— he damn near cut my—
Sorry, kid. I just have to, look at this shit."
Will put the knife down and rolled off his gloves to take the phone. There, beneath a mesh of thumbprint and pearlescent schmutz, was an image of a hazel eye blackened by bloodshot whites and conjuncted with boogery gunk. Will cleared his throat and swallowed against the daggering pain heavy in his ears.
"The hell am I looking at, Travis?"
"Bryn, man. Bryn sent this to me, calling out sick. She says she's got pink eye."
Will's belly, a flutter, a fall, a shot dove.
"Oh yeah?"
"Yeah, but I mean, it looks fake, right?"
Will held the phone closer, adjusted the screen's brightness, double-tapped to zoom out.
"Nah, she literally just sent a picture of the eye. I want to ask her to send one with her face and prove it, right? Because if you Google pink eye, this is the shit that you get. But the last thing I need is her text from me reading like I'm asking her for pictures of herself. Larry down at the Chimpton just got balled out by his owners for something similar. All this hashtag shit. But man, how do I know it's not—"
With the image brighter, the day's first fevered sweat broke out in earnest. The marble-throated condition he'd been fighting down since coffee and hangover pummeled his heart to kick. The eye was definitely Bryn's. He'd know that iridescence anywhere, encrusted in swelling or otherwise. That caterpillar brow, the freckles high on her cheek, unburied by foundation, still holding the shine of last night's strobing lights and flashing sights.
"It's always the same with these sorostitutes, man."
Travis took the phone back.
"Turn 21, and they think they can just walk all over you, you know?"
"Mm-hmm."
Throat sudden sandpaper, rebar in his neck.
"It's wing night, too. Fuck!"
Phone away.
"Just prep up extra if you can, I guess. I can't be worried about the kitchen and be down a server, even if it is Bryn."
Plucked one of the tomato slices from the puddling pile, folded, and munched.
"But she's learned her lesson, though. Not many ways you can get pink eye, if you know what I mean. Nasty ass."
Took a whole shift of singing happy birthday every time she approached the window, running an order or piking a ticket to convince her to come out with them last night. DJ Ado the Wife was hosting the Bottoms Industry Blowout, half-priced everything and no cover if you've got a food handler's.
"It's in the stars, Bryn. The cosmos is calling,"
Rory shouted as another cacophonous rendition of the tune dwindled.
"Don't they do that like every week?"
Bryn unimpaled a handful of tickets and looked over her shoulder. Anxious servers tick at a slowing shift, chronic distrust of anything easy.
"Well, sure, but you don't turn 21 every week."
Will was elbow deep in scald and suds while Rory made his case. The roar of the dish machine drowned out most of the litigation at the window, but he wasn't surprised to find in the alley as Cliff went from door to door checking the locks and alarms that Bryn was sat on the milk crate next to Rory, alternating bowl for jewel.
Ah.
Will lit up his smile.
So you are coming?
Just this once.
The alley door opened. Cliff.
Everyone got everything?
An affirmative chorus.
All right. Alarms are all set. Let's boogie.
They all rose. Rory hollered,
"Shotgun!"
So, Cliff's pickup trundled across town with Bryn and Will in the bed, hugging the wheel well humps. At a stoplight, Bryn crawled across the dirt-dusted metal floor, hands and knees to reposition herself on Will's side of the carriage, between him and the chrome toolbox.
"You good?"
She nodded, smiled, said,
"So high. So, so high."
And her nose scrunched to collapse her face into a giggle fit that lasted until they parked a few blocks from the bottom. At the top of the street-side stairwell, where music and smoke and strobe rose from the cellar's door, Rory asked,
"Hey, where'd you go to celebrate last weekend?"
We went to Rook's and the Chimpton and...
"Get ready for something completely different,"
Will added, and ventured a palm to the small of her back, begging her a step down. Bryn inched in, brought shoulder to shoulder. And such was the night, inching until they found themselves as close as physically possible. There were few words, the music was loud, everyone was close to everyone. Wherever a touch alighted to find itself accepted, it settled. The small of Bryn's back became wholly substantial to Will's left hand, his shoulder, her cheek. Eventually, on a cigarette break from the dance floor muck, each finger found its counterpart. Another drink, back into the heat, and hands foundered upon hips, neck, hair, and finally lips together, teeth and tongue, and an hour before dawn they fell into her bed, discovered their bodies started closer than they'd imagined. They moved on each other in the manner they'd already played out in curious moments alone that had left them shamefaced at their ceilings. What was firm and what was soft, where the other's voice hid what made them all a sudden yipping animal, spilled from the moments in surprised stutters and grinding halts. Through the haze, around the edge of the spin, in the dearth of words they didn't think they'd have to cultivate, they found more of what they wished to hide of themselves. Tufts, sumps, knobs, knots, and burbling. Morning hit fist to face. Sudden light and headache. Will sat up, rubbed his eyes, questioned the night, lungs tar tight, joints aching, stomach shredded, sniffles, shaky, took stock of this new room. Hadn't had much chance to notice anything about it earlier, other than that it was huge right before the lights flicked off. Still big in the cruel morning, massive compared to his hovel south side of town, a studio appended to a fuller-sized house, single-car garage converted into lodgings. Her bed was big, too. Large enough that when Will fell back into the sheets, he did so without collision or contact at all with Bryn's body. She was curled fetal at the edge of the other side. Will reached across the linen expanse, hooked his left arm around her midsection and pulled her to his chest. Her shoulders rose as sleep took him back to bilious black. When the alarm woke him for work an hour and a half later, Bryn had repositioned herself at the bed's edge, like to fall off.
"Fuck! I can't goddamn believe this shit!"
Another shattering cuts through the kitchen din.
"God fucking damn it!
Everything all right back there, sweetheart?"
Cliff readjusts his bandana.
"No! Fuck!
What's the problem?"
I got fucking hot sauce in my eye.
"I'll rub some dirt in it. We're almost out of here."
"No, fuck this. I don't get paid to deal with this shit anymore."
Cliff disappears to the pit. Will leans over the mercifully empty fryers, pressing his forehead to the greasy, hot shelf. Sweat's pouring now. Tunnel vision. Nose running. All of it falling drop after globby drop into the fry oil. Sputs and bubbles before sinking in clots to tumble around the submerged heating element. There are chippies across the Atlantic that pride themselves on never having changed the oil. Deep-fried history. Most of the questions on the food handler's exam are about how hot stuff needs to be to kill everything in it enough to eat. Will closes his eyes and tries to ignore that he can hardly breathe.
Hey, hey, whoa, whoa.
And a hand again on the back of his neck.
Don't you go falling in.
Eyes rise to Cliff standing over him, holding him up.
Good?
No. No.
Good.
Washwater chills to pultrescent slime on Will's forearms. Everything now, shiver at his cheeks, is set free to flow by fever's breaking levee. A hollow fills him, a void sheathed in prickling skin. Smoke still fits like a foot down his throat, but the scorching has subsided. Now there's only the swell, only the vertigo, like he'd spent the day at sea. His eyes are full of sand. He's hungry. The alley door opens and Cliff joins him, takes his crate, packs his piece, and passes it over.
Nah, I don't think I...
Last step, set you right.
Reaches to pluck the cigarette from Will's mouth, replaces it with the cool metal irony of the one-hitter's butt.
Hit that. Get you some nosh. I'll make a quick cheeseburger before we split. Have a beer. You'll be right as...
Fire flicks. Will moves his face, and the pieces pack away from the flame.
I definitely shouldn't drink tonight, Cliff. That sounds like
you definitely shouldn't drink tomorrow, but you're on a hell of a come down. Gonna need the dog's hair if you want to stabilize. Kicked whatever bug you had, but there's a deeper condition that needs tending to.
Flicks again.
Hit it.
Resinous crackle and the smoke coils in the cavern. Rolls its scales against the raw flesh of Will's scooped innards. Bites at all the soft scurrying in the dark. Itch and tumble. He holds his breath against the slither.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
She was new. First day insofar as he was aware, so...
That's bullshit.
Leaning against the wall, holding a jewel at her bottom lip, staring at the mural, Will took his crate, kicked the other across the concrete.
Sit. Sit if you're on break.
I'm not on break.
I know. You should sit.
Her face, raw panic. Eyes like broken windows.
Sit down, sit down.
She sat, a whispering pull from her jewel.
You want a real cigarette? You look like you could use a real cigarette.
Okay.
This is a terrible place to hide, you know. First place managers will look for you is in the alley. Bust you for smoking too much.
I'm not hiding.
Will smiled and straightened his posture.
You're definitely trying to, though. Don't sweat it. Shit sucks. Fuck the customers. They don't know anything.
Platitudes laid out flat.
Your only real job is to take their money, you know?
She smiled. A dainty toque, not yet a smoker. First shift for sure.
But again, alley's a terrible place to hide. You want for real get out of this shit? Grab a bus bin and bring it back to the dish pit in the back of the kitchen.
Travis said that servers should stay out of there.
Yeah, Travis says a lot, and it's all bull. Cliff makes the real rules. Don't get it twisted.
Every 15 minutes, it seemed like. Busy or slow, didn't matter. She'd come to the back of the kitchen hefting one of the grimy black bins pressed against her aproned hips. Didn't seem to bother her when they were full, but she'd never allow their emptiness to excuse her from making the trip. She'd bring bins back sloshing and clattering with nothing but drink swill and stray glimmers of silverware, or even bring them totally empty. Say they
need a little rinse.
And slide up next to him at the sinks, grabbing the hose herself, blast crud and scuzz away from the plastic. A few weeks at most had passed before, on one of Will's chronic double doubles, she'd brought back a cup of coffee.
Looked like you could use a boost.
Oh, wow, thanks, B.
First time he let slip the sobriquet.
No problem, Lee. I don't know how you take it, but I can run you some milk or sugar or half and...
No, black is fine.
Okay, cool.
And she looked around. No bin, no tarrying alibi.
Chill, Bryn, chill. Take a minute. Travis or Cliff won't get caught dead in the dish pit. They got like PTSD or something. Relax.
And then exhale drags its nails across the newly burst pustules and carbuncles in his throat. Furious hacks, globs of whatever filth had caked follow the smoke up, tonsil stones thrown and phlegm flying, an animal sound from somewhere deep and numb near a growl. Tears take the sand from his eyes and his nose runs fresh, tannic tinge about his teeth, a dry heave, immaculate, hollow, full up with hefty nothing.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Will sits up, body plumbed perfectly leaden and inert, grins, the corners of his mouth taken upward by the blissy rise behind his eyes.
Good. We'll be right back.